There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
The next thing I'm going to say is just for you, Katie. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly. Hour number two, USAPrepares.com with Katie Singer. And Katie Singer is the author of An Electronic Silent Spring. You can get this this book on Amazon. And I've written a review of the book. I think it's fabulous. This book is going to change your life. If you read this book, you're going to be very inclined to do what I've done. Be very concerned, even more concerned. I've been very concerned about electromagnetic radiation, electronic interference for years, actually decades. Well, I don't have a cell phone anymore, and I was just talking with our engineer, and John, and I was telling him that not having a cell phone is like the greatest thing. Not having a cell phone is the greatest thing. Welcome, Katie Singer.
Good morning, Vincent.
Katie, I've got to tell you, I was saying to John, our engineer, some people, when they get their cell phone, they go, wow, how did I ever live without this thing? And I really want to hear,
can you tell me three things that are fantastic about not having a cell phone?
Okay. Three things. And I was telling John one of those three things.
Okay.
And let me describe, how I lived with a cell phone previously. So because of the camera on the, this is an iPhone, because of the camera on the front and the camera on the back, I had a piece of electrical tape over the camera lens on the front and the back, two pieces of electrical tape. And that would be to prevent pictures being taken, images being taken without my knowledge, turned on and surveillance of the Fennelli family. So,
and wait,
I had
can
the tape
I clarify?
On.
Can I clarify
sure.
that we know that our National Security Administration can do that even if your phone is turned off?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we just need to clarify that. Okay.
Yes.
So you put some kind of tape on your phone to prevent turning on from being able to make you photographed against your
knowledge,
knowing
against
it.
My will and against my and me not knowing it. Yes.
Okay.
So I had this two pieces of electrical tape over the camera, and I suggest everyone consider doing this. If you still are not convinced that you got to dump your cell phone, make sure you put tape over the lenses, front and back. And the reason I've done electrical tape is if I wanted to take an image of geoengineering or something like that, I could just peel the tape off and it didn't really mar up the lens. So that's why I used a black electrical tape. So the phone had electrical tape over it. Then I would wrap the phone in a hand towel and I would put the wrapped cell phone in a drawer in the powder room in the kitchen. So we have this like little bathroom off to the side of the kitchen, and I would put it in the cabinet, the sink cabinet, the base cabinet of the bathroom, and close the drawer and close the door of the bathroom. Right? So one thing that I enjoy about not having a cell phone is I don't have to be concerned. And the reason I did that was because I know that this thing has a really sensitive microphone, so they could pick up and listen to everything that's going on in the kitchen. So I'd wrap it in a towel, to muffle the sound, and I would block the view from the lenses with black electrical tape, and I don't have to do that anymore. That's number one. Number two is people would call me or text me. Let's say they would text me. And if I were in the kitchen with Mrs. Finelli and helping with, you know, the, let's say, making dinner or cleaning up or working on the computer in the kitchen, the thing would ding, and I'd have to get up, and it wouldn't say, hey, you've got a message from so-and-so. It would just go ding. And I would have to go into the powder room, open the drawer, take out the towel, unwrap the cell phone, and respond to the email or the text. And it could be just not very important. And then I'd put it all back together, close the door, and then a couple minutes later it would go ding again. And one simple message might require 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 responses. I really wish that that person would just call me, because I could say, okay, the answer is 12. You know, whatever the question was, I could answer the question and be done with it, rather than get up, 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 up. That was really nice. And then the third, so I don't have that problem anymore. The next thing that's great about not having a cell phone is not having that the additional electromagnetic radiation coming from it. I mean, the list goes on and on. But those are just a few of the short pleasantries of, well, heck, I don't have that bill anymore either.
This all works for me.
How much is a cell phone bill? Well, you know, it starts out with, you can add that cell phone for $10. $10 a month. And you want data. That's another $30. And then there's a tax and another tax and another tax and another tax. And then there's another tax. So by the time you're done, it's close to $60. But it was started out as $10. But no, you have a smartphone now. So that $10 phone is now a smartphone. And that thing is, you know, over $60. Okay, that's if you only want like a couple hundred minutes a month, if you multiply that out, you're close to $1,000 a year for a phone. That's without buying the phone. So it is absolutely delightful not having that cell phone.
I say congratulations, Vincent Finelli.
But you know what?
Tell me.
One of my broadcast friends, Sam Bushman, I was on the phone with him and on the landline, and I said, I dumped my cell phone. He goes, no, man. No, you can't do that. And I go, yeah, I did. No. I said, yeah, I really did. And the reason I'm saying that is he was surprised that I, as a broadcaster, have distanced myself from instant access. You can't get me whenever a person feels like it. And I'm starting to get some complaints about that. But the complaints are backing off. It's like, hey, don't change the phone.
But it sounds like you're getting a life. You're getting your life back.
I have my life back. And so when I go out on the farm, if let's say I'm on the tractor. You know, when I'm on the tractor, I'm trying really hard not to kill animals. And I really mean that. So if I'm mowing hay or checking the fields, you know, there are little animals that live out in these fields. The last thing I want to do is run over a baby deer or a raccoon or even a skunk. I don't want to do that. I don't even want to run over a turtle or a mouse. So I really pay attention. But if I'm talking on the phone while I'm riding around on a tractor, you know, in a cab, I can't devote full attention. Just like I can't devote full attention if I were behind the wheel of a car or a truck, you know, going 88 feet or faster per second down the highway.
Let alone making a meal and cleaning it up with Mrs. Finelli.
Isn't that delightful?
Wow. Yeah. You might have actual conversation with the people you live with.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Can I share, Vincent? I think this is major news. The town of Berkeley, the city of Berkeley, California, has passed a cell phone right-to-know ordinance. Their city council voted 9-0 for this ordinance on May 12th, and it will require places that sell cell phones. They want a handout that will read. I'm going to read what this handout should say. To assure safety, the federal government requires that cell phones meet radio frequency exposure guidelines. if you carry or use your phone in a pants or shirt pocket or tucked into a bra when the phone is on and connected to a wireless network, then you may exceed the federal guidelines for exposure to radio frequency radiation. The potential risk is greater for children. Refer to the instructions in your phone or user manual for information about how to use your phone safely. So Berkeley wants this notice posted wherever mobile phones are sold. And they have voted 9-0 in favor of this handout. But guess what? There are people who don't think this is a good idea. I know you're shocked.
Of course there are people who don't think it's a good idea. And they would be the people who are a part of the death squad trying to kill us. As a matter of fact, Dr. Richard Allen Miller was on the air with us yesterday, as he is almost every Thursday for 2 hours, the real Fox Mulder of the X-Files. And he said that he was in communication with an engineer from Motorola, and he asked why they picked 5 gigahertz, and the engineer said there are too many people. So, you know, connect those dots. There are too many people. We have cell phones that will fix the problem of too many people. So you look at Johnny Cochran, you look at Ted Kennedy, they both died of brain cancer.
The people who oppose this cell phone right to know ordinance in Berkeley would be the Wireless Association.
Corporations
that sell wireless communications, you know, wireless devices and wireless services. And do you know why they legally are, they're saying, probably they're going to sue the city of Berkeley, and they will say, we expect, that their free speech rights are infringed upon. Because corporations have civil rights similar to individual people. And if we say we want labeling on phones that announces how much radiation you will absorb while you're using a particular phone, that infringes on their free speech rights because it's telling them what to say. If this doesn't make sense, you're exactly right. It does not make sense, except that corporations have human rights the same as any individual person.
Well, if you use the free speech argument, well, then we would have free speech to post the dangers of electromagnetic radiation.
And probably it'll go to court to see who wins.
Yeah, so it's a battle of who has the most money and who is accepting the most bribes within the system. Yeah. Well, we'll just continue exposing it because it doesn't cost us all that much money to do what we're doing. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Expand your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Katie Singer's with us, and we're talking about electromagnetic radiation, and we're talking about labeling and warnings, I'm really concerned about the electromagnetic radiation. So because I'm so concerned about it, I've dumped my cell phone. I don't have a cell phone. You can't call me on the cell phone. I don't have one. And I suggest that others consider doing the same. Not only we save money, which is a great thing, not only we be paying less tax, which is a really great thing, but you'll also be protecting yourself from some of the electromagnetic radiation that's around you, because it's all around us, Katie.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Can I announce? Go ahead.
Sure. Go ahead. Make your announcement. Sure.
I've got an announcement. I just posted on my website, electronicsilentspring.com, a new report about safer solar power. A lot of people don't know that solar power systems can generate magnetic fields and radio frequency fields, also known as electromagnetic radiation. And my report explains how that happens and what you can do to reduce your exposure to EMR if you have a solar power system or if you're thinking of building one.
Mm-hmm.
It's at electronicsilentspring.com, and you need to go to the intro packet on solar power.
Okay. Would it be okay if I post a link to that from our website?
Oh, sure. That's
okay.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I could do is just explain a little bit how we get electromagnetic radiation from solar power systems. Shall I try that?
Sure, that would be great.
Okay, so solar panels collect sunlight, and then they make direct current electricity out of the sunlight. If you want alternating current for your house from that collected direct current, then the direct current has to go through an inverter. Inverters are like transformers, and they generate magnetic fields. So that's one major source of electromagnetic radiation. Then, if you're sending electricity back to the utility company, so if you generate more electricity than you use, and you send some electricity back to your electric company, you'll have a net meter put on your house, and it works basically like a smart meter, and it will emit radio frequency fields in its transmitting information, data, to the electric company. So there would be another source of electromagnetic radiation with the net meter. Also, and this is really important, regardless whether you've got a solar power system or not, people can have wiring errors, and they can have electronics in the home that are generating magnetic fields. And we all need to start cleaning up our wiring errors and unplugging electronics when we are not using them. I would also vote for using non-electric tools and teaching our children to use non-electric tools as much as possible. But first steps are cleaning up wiring errors and unplugging devices that you do not use. We could, to get more specific, I think we might start with lighting. And what I propose, Mr. Finelli, is that if I say what people need to eliminate and I give some quick solutions, I know you've been talking about switching to a direct current system with 12-volt, which is much safer than using alternating current, and I would love to hear more about what you're discovering. But let me start by saying compact fluorescent lights, really any fluorescent lights, are not good. For one thing, they've got mercury in them that goes into our landfills, and someone just told me the other day that 10 million compact fluorescent lights are discarded every day, and those go into our landfills with the mercury in them. That is not good for us. Mm-hmm. But also, compact fluorescents, any kind of fluorescent, emits electromagnetic radiation. I can tell more about that after the break.
Okay. That sounds great. And, Katie, I have some measurements for the class today. I did measure the electromagnetic radiation around the farmhouse.
Oh, cool.
And I think we are going to release some staggering information. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so your advice to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Katie Singer's with us, and Katie, did you want to continue with your comments?
Yes, I want to explain how compact fluorescents generate electromagnetic radiation. they require electronic ballasts, which are basically transformers, because the bulb is essentially designed for DC. You plug it into a socket that's got AC available, you need what's called an electronic ballast to make the DC-AC work. And that will generate magnetic fields. It will also chop up your 60 hertz wires. It'll chop up that pure sine wave and generate more electromagnetic radiation. So that's not good for people who live in or work or go to school in buildings with compact fluorescence or other kinds of fluorescent bulbs. And, of course, we want energy efficiency. We don't want it at the expense of our health. So what is possible, LEDs are better. The incandescents were great with 60 hertz, but they took up too much energy. So right now the best we've got, I think, is LED bulbs. And dimmer switches are also not good for health. They also generate electromagnetic radiation. What's better there would be three-way switches. So instead of, is that a variable speed motor on a dimmer switch, Vincent? Would you say?
No, a dimmer switch. Some motors can be made variable with an electric control, which of course would emit electromagnetic radiation as well.
Yeah.
But are you talking about a silicon-controlled rectifier, an SCR? Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know about that. I know. Okay, so if you've got a dimmer switch, you could have a knob or a kind of button that goes up and down slowly. It doesn't switch.
Mm-hmm.
And that knob or the sliding.
You're talking about a potentiometer? That's what you're talking about. You're talking about a variable. Okay, you're talking about a variable resistor or a potentiometer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So those will emit radiation. And what is better would be like those old-fashioned lamps that had, if you wanted it soft lighting, you were on the first switch. If you wanted it a little brighter, you'd go to the second switch. And if you wanted it really bright, you'd go to the third switch, like a three-way switch. Those are safer.
What you're talking about is an SCR, silicon-controlled rectifier-type dimmer that modulates the AC such that it causes an electromagnetic field. Those are the ones that we're concerned about. Those would be the dimmer switches in the wall. What you're saying is not as much of a problem, or not a problem at all, would be a light that has, let's say, low, medium, high, or
correct,
50 watts, 100 watts, or 150 watts. Those are not a problem. That would be an incandescent light, the old-fashioned light.
Okay. So those are my
tips. And I think they used to call those three-way lights. And three-way would be 50 watts, low, 100 watts, medium, and 150 watts, high. So three settings. Okay, here's what I did, Katie. I have one of our instructors is named Bill Lee. He's the president of Trifield.com, TRIFIELD.com. And I have a Trifield meter in my hand, and I've had one for several years. And I learned about it from Dr. Norman Shealy, and he was very concerned about electromagnetic radiation in Springfield, Missouri. As a matter of fact, he shut down his clinic and moved outside the city of Springfield because he measured electromagnetic fields outside the building, and he couldn't get away from it, so he just moved out of the city and moved his clinic into the country. So I have this Trifield meter that Dr. Shealy talked about, and we've had Bill Lee, president of Trifield.com, on the air with us. He's one of our instructors here at USA Prepares. So I took the Trifield meter and
Can we clarify what the Trifield? So the Trifield measures electric fields, magnetic fields, and radio frequency fields. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So I have one. So I have this device, and I measured around the farmhouse. Now, I'm really, really, really careful about wiring. I wired the building myself, all of our buildings. And I designed it, and I wired it, pulled the wire, connected the wire, all the connections, every bit of the electrical wiring in this farmhouse, and the entire farm is, I've done it. So I know where all these wires are. And I did it right. I did it to code. And let me give you some of the surprising electromagnetic radiation measurements. In the kitchen, we have a small Dell Optiplex computer that I bought used. I bought about 7 or 8 of these used. And it's a plastic small package. It, at 8 inches from this Dell Optiplex computer, it measures 3 milligauss. Now, that's at that point, Dr. Shealy is concerned. 3 milligauss.
Yeah, that's off
or
the
more.
Chart. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I did was I put the meter right in contact with it. So I put the meter right up against the Dell Optiplex. It, when the meter is in contact with the package or the computer plastic package, it reads 100 plus milligauss. It's in contact. Now, the farther away you move from it, the lower the electromagnetic radiation. So at 8 inches, it's 3 milligauss. If you're in contact with it, it's at 100.
Like if your fingers
the keyboard is, I did not measure the keyboard.
Okay.
But I can do that right this, I'll do that right this second. Because I'm sitting in front of an Optiplex. Okay. I get no significant reading from the keyboard.
It's a wired keyboard, correct?
Correct. I do not have any wireless devices in the house.
Okay.
Except, actually, I do. I have one wireless device, and that is an atomic clock. It's like a school clock. You know, it's the size of a school clock, and it's an analog clock. Other than that, and that's picking up a transmission from the Naval Observatory. Anyway, so the Dell monitor, a 19-inch monitor, 2 inches from the monitor is 3 milligauss plus, a little over 3.
How far do you have to sit back before it, you know, it gets to a safe level, which would be, I believe, about 0.01. 30 inches.
Oh. Well, I'm at about 30 inches right this second. I'll tell you, I'm at 0.2 at 30 inches right now,
okay.
But I have four monitors in front of me.
Let me just tell readers, if they go to bioinitiative.org, you want to look at the color charts at bioinitiative.org. Look for the color charts, and you can see what kind of diseases are likely to get created from exposures like Vincent is talking about right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, now let's get scary. Ready?
I'm ready.
So that wasn't so bad. Unless you're laying your hand on the computer, it's bad, but it's not really, really bad. So then I went to the compact fluorescent light, 13 watt. Okay, that's a small one. At 4 inches from the compact fluorescent light, it's 100 milligauss plus.
It's not
this
good.
Thing is powerful. Okay, then, and how many of them do we have in our kitchen? I'm guessing about 16. 16 compact fluorescent lights to light up the kitchen. They have to go. So I'm gonna design a system that uses just strict 12 volts. I'm gonna replace all of them with 12 volt lighting DC, which should have zero electromagnetic radiation. I have to measure that, but I believe it'll be zero or darn close to zero. Now, at 12 inches from that 13-watt compact fluorescent light, it's 3 milligauss. Now, here's the amazing thing. We have a General Electric gas stove, but it has a computer control panel for the clock. It has a digital clock.
Mm-hmm.
It has a digital timer. So you press the button.
It's going to have a switch mode power supply in that. Yeah.
Man, oh, man. At 12 inches from this GE clock. Now, this stove is in a metal box, okay? It's got a metal door in the front. It's got a metal pots and pans cabinet in the bottom. It's got a metal top. It's a gas stove, for Pete's sake. It's not an electric stove. Well, the computer in this thing at 12 inches is 100 plus milligauss at 12 inches. The kitchen is the most dangerous place in our house. And that's where Mrs. Finelli stands next to, there's a sink next to the stove, like in most houses. And to the left of the sink is the stove. Above the stove is a microwave oven. Now, why do I have that? Because it was less expensive for me to buy a microwave oven with a fan that would ventilate outside than it was for me to buy just a range hood with a motor and a fan. So I was able to save money by buying a scratch and dent microwave oven with the ventilation hood that vents outside. Because it was scratched and dented. It was dented in the back, and I didn't really care about the dent in the back because I wasn't planning on using the microwave oven anyway. But that darn thing, with it off, with the microwave oven hood off, just sitting there waiting for me to tell it what to do, is 100 plus milligauss at 6 inches.
Do you know why? Because it's probably a switch mode power supply in its, by the digital... panel.
Yes, and also a computer. So the stove, and this is the Kenmore microwave oven. Kenmore doesn't make appliances; they just brand them. They say Kenmore. They might be GE, they might be Whirlpool, they might be some other manufacturer, but it says Kenmore. Now, at 36 inches, 3 feet, with the microwave oven on, I just put a cup of coffee in there, hit the start button, bam. 100 plus milligauss at 36 inches.
When we come back, I have a solution.
Yeah.
Does
it involve a wrench?
I have a solution.
Does it involve... Oh. Okay, I have a free solution. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Last night I got a very sad phone call from Jennifer Gelati, and she's the daughter of Bob Chapman and Judy Chapman. Of course, you know, USAPrepares.com senior instructor Bob Chapman passed away almost 3 years ago. Judy Chapman just passed away. Very sad note. And I'm going to post on the website a link to the memorial book if you'd like to comment and make your thoughts known publicly. Very, very sad note. No meetup on Monday. It's Decoration Day. It's also known as Memorial Day. Katie Singer's with us, and she's the author of An Electronic Silent Spring. Her website, electronicsilentspring.com. Katie, please continue.
To your stove, which you said is a gas stove, but it's got a switch mode power supply for, you know, mm-hmm. like you need for the pilot light and everything like that. And that the switch mode power supply is showing really intense magnetic fields that we do not want Mrs. Fennelly or anyone exposed to. Okay, so if you get a $10 power strip and plug the stove into the power strip and keep the stove off unless you use the oven. And I do that with our stove, and maybe I use the oven twice a week. So I've only got those magnetic fields going for, say, 2 hours a week as opposed to 24/7. And then when I use the burners, which is, you know, pretty frequently, I just use a lighter, and that's how I light the gas burner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a really good solution. And you can do the same. Okay.
Well, and for your microwave oven, please just unplug it. Yeah. if not, or, you know, beat it into a plowshare. But unplugging it would really help.
So what we could do, Katie, is that same $10 power switch in your power strip. You're talking about one that has an on-off switch, one
yes.
that has a rocker switch, and it goes click, one that you can actually feel go click. One, that's not an electronic one. It's one that has a physical disconnection from a circuit, physical disconnection. That you can plug your microwave oven into. You can plug your stove in. Well, only the electronic control portion of your stove. Same thing. And what a great idea. Probably a dishwasher, too. But it needs to be of sufficient capacity to handle the load of those devices. And we have one of those, Katie, that we use for our electronics. It turns off the power to, we have a television, a flat panel in the kitchen where we watch videos and YouTube videos, that kind of thing. We have an on-off switch, just like you're talking about, a power strip that turns all that electronic equipment on. But I want to share with you something that was really alarming to me. So I went to the coffee maker, and I thought, you know, this can't be too high. And I got a really high reading near the coffee maker. And I said, no, I don't believe it. So I unplugged the coffee maker, and it still had a high reading. And we have a convection oven, and I went to that, and that had a real high reading. But it was unplugged. So it wasn't that. What it was the electrical service panel on the other side of the wall
right.
in the kitchen. And it's a six inch wall that has sheetrock on both sides, but the electrical panel's there. And let me tell you what, it was, let's see, back of the electrical panel, 36 inches away from it, 3 milligauss. 36 inches right next to it, putting the meter on the wall behind the electrical panel, over 100. That, and so here's what I determined. So I went around the house, and I put the meter on the wall where these wires are. Virtually no reading whatsoever. So the Romex wire in the wall, no problem. But you get to the electrical box where you separate those wires from each other to go to the switches. That's where you have electromagnetic radiation. And then when you turn on the light, the electromagnetic radiation comes on. When you turn on the light, it comes on even more when you turn on the bathroom fan. So when the devices are off, no electromagnetic radiation. It's measurable with this meter. But when you use a device that's controlled by the switch, at the switch point, that's where the electromagnetic radiation is. Katie, we can't do it in an hour. That's all there is to it.
We're getting a lot covered, Vincent. I appreciate it very much.
Well, let's put on the schedule the next time you're going to be on. I'll talk to you off air, and we'll schedule you. Katie Singer and electronicsilentspring.com. Electronic Silent Spring.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now. 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now. 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.